Funeral Home, Kabul Medical Clinic, Rennie and Forbes Pharmacy, Town and Country Bank, Kinder Feed and Farm Supply, Fox Funeral Home, The Ozark Trading Post, Champs Fitness, Brawley's Powderhorn, and Woolsey and Sons Drilling and Pump Service. It's the Kabul Holiday Tournament here on the Fox.
And welcome inside the Kabul High School Auditorium here in Kabul, Missouri. Kabul Holiday Tournament and the basketball game is just underway between Mansfield and the Alton Comets. And the ball out of bounds at the Alton end. It'll be Comet ball. 2-0 is the score after 23 seconds of play. The first basket of the ball game scored by the high-scoring Jace Hedrick for Mansfield. He had 37 against Thayer. We go back to play here, and it's start for the Comets in the paint. Puts it up left hand, good. Corbin Tharp gives Alton some size inside. Here's a pass to the low block, and turning and scoring inside. They get it inside to the big guy, Kellen Campbell, and Campbell scores, starting five for the Alton Comets as they turn the ball over here in the backcourt, and Mansfield gets it. Campbell hook pass up ahead. Pull-up shot from 12 feet. Jumper good. Nothing but net. Lions have a little bit of hop starting this game, and quickly it's 6-2. Comets break the press. Take it all the way in. Go up for the layup, and it's good. Terrific play that time by Caden Willard, who had a solid game last night. In the win over Infinite, so on the right side. They'll circle out to the right corner. Mansfield starting five. Jace Hedrick, Malachi Ussery. Here's a shot from the wing. No good. Ball tipped over. Picked up on the loose ball. Tie up. And we'll get a foul call. And they're going to say that they're going to call a travel. No, it's a foul. A holding foul on the rebound against Mansfield. That'll be against Haven Proach. Jace Hedrick, Malachi Ussery, Haven Proach, Fisher Crony, and Kellen Campbell make up the 5-4 Mansfield. Alton Comets with the basketball now in the front court with Kendrick Seacrest, Aiden Willard, Jacob Ruddy, Jaron Holzapfel, and Corbin Tharp. And on the wing, a three is no good. Rebound on the weak side. There's big Corbin Tharp goes up with it, and good. That's a big advantage. That is an advantage. Alton has inside. Corbin Tharp, you can't move him around very much. Right wing, catch and shoot for a three, and that's off the mark, and the rebounded by Tharp. And now back come the Alton Comets to the right baseline. They'll look outside. Now get the ball to the wing. They get the ball there to Jacob Ruddy. Ruddy was solid last night. He and Willard kind of powered the win over Evidence last night. Out on the right wing. Kendrick Seacrest. Now to the point to Ruddy. Inside, there's Tharp with it. Post up inside, turns, faces, left hand, good. Fisher Crony tried to take a charge. He just laid on the floor, no whistle. And Corbin Tharp has 6 of the 8 for Alton. 8-6 score. Pass inside, tie up. That should be a jump ball. And it is, and it will be Alton basketball. Cool holiday tournament coverage of the Alton Comets. Brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Norm Hollis. Along with our corporate sponsors, Keller Williams, Audrey Boyle, County Fuels, and Town and Country Supermarket. On the sideline, stepping into a three on the wing. Good! Caden Willard. And the Comets have started fast. 11-6. Boy, when the ball goes in the basket, you sure look a lot better. Here's a pass inside, and Campbell goes up with a shot, but he's going to be fouled on the play as he turned to his left, got in the lane, and drew a foul. Now, last night for Alton, Corbin Tharp fouled out of the ball game. It would be a big advantage if he could stay out there for the most part tonight. First free throw by Kellen Campbell is good for Mansfield. Mansfield Lions have a very long, very storied tradition, basketball tradition. Next try is no good. That applies to baseball, too. In the front court, Willard takes it all the way in. Right hand layup is good as he just attacked the basket. Caden Willard has 7, and it's 13-7. Lions come back. Out on the right side. Here's Jace Hedrick. Feeds it inside. Good cut. Layup is up and good. Cutting right down the middle. Malachi Usri gets the lay-in. Now back the other way. Alton. They'll set and pop. Holzapfel. 3 is good. Holzapfel. 16-9. We're halfway through the first quarter. Boy, Alton. Hotter than a $2 pistol here in the first quarter. They'll kick it to the post. Dish off. Driving to the basket. Layup is up and good by Haven Proce. That's great basketball right there. Good cut, good pass, good lay-in. Willard back in the front court now for the Comets. In the corner, Holzapfel again for 3, and that's no good. Rebound, Tharp, up strong, and he missed it. And the ball tipped long, chased down by the Comets. And now a player knocked down, and a travel is going to be called. So the Comets tagged for the first turnover of the basketball game at 3:33 in the first quarter. 16-11. Mansfield on offense. Wide open. Hedrick for 3, and it's good. Boy, you can't leave him open. He made a bunch of threes against Thayer. Cross-court pass, left corner. Open shot. There's Ruddy for 3. That's no good. Rebound comes off and controlled by Haven Proce. 16-14, Alton with the two-point lead. Here's a drive by Proce. Goes up. That's got to be a charge, and it is. Nice job by Jacob Ruddy. He saw Haven Proce coming like a bull in a china shop, full speed ahead, and stood in and took the charge. That's 2 fouls on him, so he is going to be done for most of the half. Lions will substitute now and get Caden Young in the ball game. Middle of the court. Willard lost it. Threw it away. Picked up by Hedrick. All the way in. Goes up. Lays it up and he missed it. Off the turnover. And here come the Comets on the run. All the way in. Willard blocked out of bounds by Kellen Campbell. Kellen Campbell's big brother is probably a little better player than him, but he's still a good player and a really good defensive player. Here's the inbound play out front. Now Willard, he is really hounded hard. He'll drive in, dish over, layup by Tharp is good. Two-man game there, and Tharp has 8 in the quarter, 18-14 with 2:20 to go. Talk about some fireworks. We've got the offense in this game. Right point, Hedrick for 3, and it's no good. Ball comes off to Campbell for Mansfield. He's double-teamed on the low block, kicks it out to the left point. Young, ball fake, goes to his left, flips through, goes up, lost the ball, got fouled by Tharp. With 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, Corbin Tharp picks up his first foul. Inbound play now by Malachi Usri. Inbound underneath. Layup no good on the cut by Hedrick, but a foul will be called against Alton. Caden Willard with his first foul. 1:59 left. First quarter, 18-14. The winners today have included first free throw no good by Hedrick. Nana Spring, a winner over Plato. Houston over Summersville. Next try, good. 1 out of 2 for Jace Hedrick. 18-15, one possession game now. Comets with the ball, middle of the court, in the front court. Now to pass it over, and now at the point, Willard has it. And he lost his foot, he didn't turn the ball over. Layup at the other end, good. The feet just slipped out from under him, and the ball just bounced right to Malachi Usri. And we had a whistle and a timeout called by Alton. 1:33 to go, first quarter, and the score. The Alton Comets, 18. Mansfield Lions, 17. And we'll get an idea. It's a 30-second break. Back in 30 seconds on the Fox.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. With comprehensive insurance policies backed by award-winning customer service, Shelter Insurance is committed to being there when you need us most.
See Norman Hollis, proudly serving Alton and the surrounding area.
.133 left in the first period here at Kabul. Last game of the day. Day two of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Mammoth Spring, Houston, Winona, Eminence, Bunker, Norwood, Liberty, all winners here today. Ball out of bounds, stays with Alton on the far sideline in the front court. Alton in the blue with the gold trim, gold numbers. And the Mansfield Lions tonight wearing the white. They're the home team in maroon. Here's a pass cross. They have pass stolen. Hedrick takes it away. Takes it in, lays it in. No one came through the ball. He tried to have to throw it over the top to the other side of the court, and that's just not going to work. 19-18, and with that, Mansfield takes the lead. And they turn the ball over again on the sideline. Mansfield's defense in the last couple of minutes has been able to kind of push Alton's offense to the side, trap the ball, and make it and turn it over. Five turnovers in the quarter for Alton. Now, 1:10 to go in the quarter. Cade Young over to the baseline on the low block. It's Campbell turning to the middle, now up and under with the right hand. No good. Ball tipped long to the corner. Chased down, but stolen back by Hedrick. Leans in, shoots off the board, and good. 21-18. On the right wing, three ball, Holzapfel, good! From way out on the right wing. Jaron Holzapfel with his second three. Tied at 21, 36 seconds to go in the quarter. On the low block, Campbell has it. Post up, backs down, lost the ball, pass out, ball deflected, stolen away by Alton. Comets come back 2-on-2, lob up the floor. Holzapfel goes up, lays it in! Basket counts on the foul on the play. Jaron Holzapfel with a bucket in one. First foul call on Malachi Usri for Mansfield. And the free throw shooter is Jaron Holzapfel. 2-point lead for Alton. No good on the free throw. Rebound, Hedrick with 20 seconds. Up the left side, Young takes it in, hangs and shoots off the back iron, no good. Caught forward, picked up by Ruddy. And now with 14 seconds, a lot of time, on the front court, kick it to the wing, threw it out of bounds. Caden Willard out of control there. Sixth turnover on the Alton Comets. None will make that one for Mansfield. Front court, cross court, diagonal pass, layup is good by Campbell. And that's the end of the quarter. We've played 8 minutes, and we're dead even. Mansfield, 23, Alton, 23. And you're listening to coverage of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Back in a minute on the Fox.
Whether you're buying or selling, Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in our new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Audrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
So you've got that idea all worked out in your mind. Now let Dotson Excavating get you moving in the right direction. Whether you're looking to improve that old bumpy driveway, have that new pond you've always wanted dug, or perhaps you're looking to build a brand new home, Dotson Excavating will help you make that dream of yours become a reality. Offering free estimates, give them a call today at 417-254-0222. Whatever the job, big or small, Dotson Excavating does it all.
Tied at 23 after the first quarter here at Kabul. Day one winding down. Second quarter ready to start between Mansfield and the Alton Comets. Alton 3-4 on the year. Mansfield is 8-0. In the left corner, pass low block, Campbell. Dishes inside. The layup is put up and no good. Tipped across. But four. Loose ball picked up by Holsapple. He comes up the left sideline. Feeds it across. Good pass. And now Alton will hold up. Bad pass inside. Turned over. Back the other way. Inside to Campbell. And he'll be held. And a foul on Caden Willard will be his second. One thing that Alton did last night, and it's happening again tonight, they turned the ball over. In spite of the fact they did win that game over Eminence, they had a lot of turnovers, and you can't have them and beat this team. Pass inside, or drive inside, up and good by Kellen Campbell, who just moosed his way into the lane, and he now has 7 points. Willard out front to the wing, Holsapple to the corner. Bounce pass out, Holsapple right wing. Willard with a long three. That's no good. Ball comes long to the right corner. Chased down by Chase Hedrick. Mansfield on top by two, 25-23. Hedrick up front. They go one-on-one. They break it down, and he turns in the middle and shoots and misses. Rebound, Holsapple. They just flattened out and let Hedrick go one-on-one there. Comets stopped that. And now on offense, Holsapple again for a three. That's no good. Bounced over the backboard as the ball came off the rim. Dead ball goes back to Mansfield. Winner of this game will get Liberty in the semifinal round on Monday night. Here come the Lions in the front court. Caden Young over on the right side to the left point. Curling to Usri, had it knocked away from behind. Loose basketball. Campbell picks it up inside. Dishes off. Lay-in is good. They really look for each other in the lane. Campbell dished it underneath to Usri, and he has 8 points. 27-23. Alton with it. Holsapple puts up the shot. No good. Rebound inside. Pump fake. Up and good. Grant Coffin in the lineup for Corbin Carp. In the left corner, set and a two ball. It's going to be real short by Campbell, picked up by Holsapple. Gets it up ahead to Ruddy. And now he'll be fouled on the dribble in front of the Mansfield bench. Malachi Usri will pick up his second foul. So he has two. Haven Protz has two. And now, Corbin Tharp comes back in the game, and the game changed when he left the game for Alton. So let's see if he can reestablish himself inside, and that'll give Mansfield a lot more to think about. Tharp on the left elbow, spins, kicks it to the far corner. Dribble in by Coffin, wrap around, far corner, Rooney for a two. That's no good, weak side rebound, taken down by Hedrick. Mansfield long up the floor, Caden Young goes up, lays it in. He must have released on the shot because he was wide open down the floor. 29-25. Tipped out of bounds in the Alton front court. The one thing Alton can do right now is work the ball and get it to Tharp in the block. That will open up a lot more stuff if they do. Tharp gets it on the low block. Lost the ball, got it back, puts it up left-handed and good. Corbin Tharp has 10, 29-27. Mansfield basketball with Chase Hedrick way outside on the left sideline. Has a screen, goes through all the way, goes up to the drive, up and good. Hedrick now has 12, baseline pass, inside, hook pass, low percentage, tipped away and stolen. Now in the left corner, Caden Young with a three, no good. Rebounded on the weak side, though, and a turn, face off the board, good. That's Fisher Crony with his first basket. 33-27, and Alton had better be quick, careful. Right now is a very tenuous time for them. Sharp on the baseline goes up. Got it blocked away from behind. And now Mansfield comes back. All the way to the hole. Fake the shot. Put the ball up. Now no good. Ball put back up again. Sharp gets the rebound. And now back come Alton. Two on two. All the way to the hole. Blocked out of bounds by Campbell. A foul will be called on the shot. And that will put Caden Willard at the free throw line. The foul's on Kellen Campbell, his first. 33-27, Mansfield by six. And the Comets, only 4 points here in this quarter. Free throw number one is good. 8 points for Caden Willard, 33-28. The junior puts it up again, in and out, back in. Second quarter, down to 3:50 to go. Hedrick will drive and force a bad, bad shot. Lost the ball. And now back come Willard with Alton. Stepping through, dishing over. Holtapple, baseline jumper, good. From 10 feet away. Jared Holtapple. And again, Alton playing much better with Corbin Tharp in the middle. That just changes the dynamic of things. Spinning to the middle. Ball lost by Usry in the corner, saved, and it's going to go back and out of bounds off of Holtapple for Alton. 33-31. Lions lead the Comets. Inbound play at the point. Over on the right side, it's Campbell. Puts it on the deck, drives in, hangs and shoots. No good, but a foul on the play. The foul is on Jacob Ruddy, his second. Kellen Campbell has 7 points tonight. First try, good. Jacob Ruddy will have a seat. Peyton Whalen in the ball game now for Alton. And the next one, no good. Long rebound, and Whalen had it, lost it, saved it, throws it back toward the court, and Tharp comes away with it. That was pretty fortunate. Jonathan in the front court for the Comets. And now a timeout's going to be called by Alton. 2:58 to go in the half. 30-second timeout with a score. Mansfield, 34. Alton, 31. Back in 30 seconds on the Fox.
What's that delicious aroma? It can only be coming from Dos Rios Mexican Grill. Authentic Mexican appetizers and combination dinners prepared with only the freshest ingredients. Make Dos Rios Mexican Grill your choice for those that love their Mexican cuisine. Make it fun, make it fast, make it a fiesta of flavor. Only from Dos Rios Mexican Grill at Stewart's Landing in Eminence.
Here in the first 13 minutes of the ball game, the Alton Comets have turned the ball over 8 times, Mansfield just 1, and yet with that, Alton only down 3. 34-31, 2:58 to go in the first half. The winner of this game will get Liberty. The loser of this game will get Gainesville. Caden Willard to the right side. Now bad pass thrown away. These over-the-top passes that Alton is so enamored with is just killing him. That's 9 turnovers now in the half. 34-31. You keep doing that against a good team, and eventually it will burn you inside. Here's a good move to the left by Fisher Crony, putting it up off the glass with the right hand. That's good. 36-31. And now a foul at the other end. Long pass up to Holtapple, and he got bumped on the sideline. Owen Rhodes with a personal foul for Mansfield. The inbound play. They'll throw it back court to Willard. 36-31. 2:29 to go. Into the low block. Here's Stark turning inside. Goes up. Left hand. No good. Got fouled. He'll shoot two. That's the ticket for Alton. It really is. Get that ball into Tharp, and that really makes their defense collapse because they have to have help on him because he's so big and stout. Corbin Tharp at the line. Down by five. Corbin's first try is no good. Dalton Comets and Mansfield Lions tied at 23 after one. 2:20 to go, 5-point game. Second try is good. Corbin Tharp makes one out of two. Alton gets back on defense. 36-32, 2:15 to go in the half. Caden Young to the left corner, catch and shoot. And it's a three, and it's good by Chase Hedrick. Good player, 39-32, 7 points. Is the difference. Holtapple out on the left wing. In the lane, they'll dribble it out. Back to the point, Holtapple, long three, straight on, no good. Rebound tipped up, spot four picked up. Back outside, three ball is launched and it's no good. Tharp tips it up, got it back. He lost the ball, now saved by Alton. And now picked up by Mansfield. 2-on-1 break. Feed it up ahead. Left side. Layup. Good. Foul the play. Basket counts for Owen Rhodes. Owen Rhodes was ahead of the play. He got clipped as he went up for the shot. 41-32. And he'll shoot one, and it's good. So the Comets would like for this to be no more than 10 points at the break. Minute 20. Corbin Tharp out high, skip pass to the corner. Holtapple dribbles out. He'll dribble down the lane. Ball nearly lost. Picked up, though, in the corner. Caden Willard, three ball. Good. Big shot there. Caden Willard with a big three. 42-35. If Bolton could go in, seven or less, that would be pretty good. On the right baseline, wraparound pass underneath. Shot good. Foul the play. Basket counts. Fisher Crony on the weak side again. They found him over there just standing. He got it and laid it in. 44-35. Mansfield can score some points. And the free throw is no good. The rebound comes off and taken by Kendrick Sechrist. Alton comes back, ball knocked away, stolen away, tipped ahead. Here comes the break. Young all the way, lays it up and good. Go. 46-35. And now with 24 seconds, Alton will hold the ball out near midcourt with Caden Willard. 15 seconds to go. High screen goes to the right. Double team. Stole it away. Caden Young feeds it ahead. Hedrick lays it up and in. That's the end of the first half. This game was tight. And then the turnovers kept piling up. And Mansfield has now made what was a tight game a 13-point game at the break. 48-35. Mansfield leads Alton. We'll check the scoring in 3 minutes on the Fox. 96.9
The Fox. Champs Fitness is the place to get motivated. With locations in Mountain View, Summersville, and Eminence, Champs Fitness is the place to be. Call our new location in Mountain View and ask about our pickleball courts, basketball leagues, volleyball camps, and private lessons. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Start your membership today by calling 417-892-2323. We're not just a gym, we are family.
Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town & Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
Western Dairy Transport in Kabul serves customers in all 48 states and Mexico, operating for over 50 years with the guiding principles of community, integrity, safety, and service. Western Dairy is now the nation's largest milk and dairy hauler. They exist to enrich and grow people, families, and communities. Western Dairy Transport is a proud sponsor of the Kabul Bulldogs and the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
What's that delicious aroma? It can only be coming from Dos Rios Mexican Grill. Authentic Mexican appetizers and combination dinners prepared with only the freshest ingredients. Make Dos Rios Mexican Grill your choice for those that love their Mexican cuisine. Make it fun, make it fast, make it a fiesta of flavor. Only from Dos Rios Mexican Grill at Stewart's Landing in Eminence.
Did you know that all Security Bank of the Ozarks branches offer online and mobile banking conveniences, including bill pay and mobile deposit? Enroll by visiting their website at sbozarks.com. This allows you to enjoy the convenience of banking from anywhere, anytime. All Security Bank of the Ozarks branches in Eminence, Houston, Summersville, and Winona are ready to assist you with any of your banking needs. Security Bank of the Ozarks, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Norman Hollis, proudly serving Alton and the surrounding area.
Welcome back to Kabul, and at the half, it's 48-35, and this game was not like this the entire way, that's for sure. The Alton Comets, once they took Corbin Tharp out of the basketball game, they got the turnovers, and they just kept turning the ball over and turning it over. In the first half, Alton had, unofficially, 11 turnovers to 2 for Mansfield. That's 9 more chances to score for Mansfield than Alton. And in this particular matchup, Alton would be greatly served much better if they were the ones on the tall end of that particular statistic, and that would give you a little better shot. But when you're turning the ball over like this against a good team, you're going to pay a price, and Mansfield made them pay in the second quarter when they outscored Alton 25-12. Scoring at the half, Jace Hedrick leads Mansfield at the break with 15 points, and it's pretty balanced down the line. They got 4 points from Caden Young, 8 points from Malachi Usery, 2 from Haven Proats, 6 for Fisher Crony, 3 for Owen Rhodes, and also they got 8 points from Kellen Campbell inside. Alton's leading scorer, Corbin Tharp. Mansfield can't handle him inside. He's just too big and strong, but he had to leave the game for a while, and when he left the game really changed. Corbin Tharp, in the first half, had 11 points. Jaron Holzapfel shot the ball real well. He had 10. Caden Willard had 12 points in the first half, and 2 points for Grant Coffin. Alton was 3 out of 4 from the line. Mansfield was 4 out of 7. But again, the only statistic that really matters when you look at how this game has gone and at halftime the only stat that really stands out, because it's been a deciding stat, and that's the throwaway stat, and Alton has got to get that straightened out if they're going to get back in the basketball game. 48-35 at the half. 3-minute break. Second half coming up next on the Fox.
Need to know weather now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Dan in the Weather Center with a weather update. Expect the weather to really change starting tomorrow. Tonight's low around 62. Tomorrow's high going to be around 71, but that's only going to last until we hit around noon to 1 o'clock. Then things drop off hard to around a 20-degree low, with precipitation being likely. Monday's high, 31, with a low of around 18. Find more details using OzarkRadioNews.com.
What's that delicious aroma? It can only be coming from Dos Rios Mexican Grill. Authentic Mexican appetizers and combination dinners prepared with only the freshest ingredients. Make Dos Rios Mexican Grill your choice for those that love their Mexican cuisine. Make it fun. Make it fast. Make it a fiesta of flavor. Only from Dos Rios Mexican Grill at Stewart's Landing in Eminence.
Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town and Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication. Satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town and Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
Forbes Pharmacy in Houston, Rennie-owned, is proud to be a Houston Tiger sponsor. Are you looking for a hometown, independently owned, friendly with fast service pharmacy in the Houston area? Stop in today at Forbes Pharmacy in Houston. They can serve your pharmacy needs with delivery and mail-out services available. They also have a drive-thru, open 8 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. They are ready to serve you. Call 417-318-0330 to see how they can help.
The mission of People's Community Bank is to be the preferred independent community bank which meets and exceeds the expectations of their customers and communities by providing excellent customer service, products, and value while maximizing shareholder return, along with maintaining the well-being and satisfaction of their employees. People's Community Bank offers online banking, mobile banking, and now e-statements. Visit them on Main Street in Kabul.
.48-35 as we get ready to start the second half of this final game of day two of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Again, the winners today, Mammoth Spring over Plato, Houston beat Summersville. It was Winona big over Dora, Eminence with a win over Kabul, which was a pretty good game. And then in the winner's bracket tonight, the Bunker easily over Licking by 30. Norwood by 24 over Salem. Liberty held off Gainesville. Best game of the day, 57-54. And here this one will determine who will be filling out the final two bracket spots as play continues on Monday. Again, our corporate sponsors for the Kabul Holiday Tournament include Keller Williams, Audrey Boyle, County Fuels, and Town and Country Supermarket. And our sponsor in this game, Shelter Insurance Agent, Norm Hollis. Second half underway. Alton with the basketball. They have it to our left in the blue. At the point, ready on the left side. Looking for Tharp. They get it into Tharp. Makes the catch. Wraparound pass. Thrown away. Out of bounds. Turnover number 12 for the Alton Comets. Hedrick will throw it in the backcourt. Does. Gets it to Usri and gets it back. Pass to the right elbow, backing down, banging, turning, facing off the board, and good. And that's Fisher Crony. 50-35. Willard at the right elbow feeds behind. Now Ruddy in the lane. Cut off, fall away from 13 feet, hits the side iron, comes off to Campbell. Campbell up the middle of the floor. Left corner, baseline drive. Wrap around to the far corner. Three ball by Proats is no good. Rebound Campbell has it. Back to the corner. Proats drives the baseline. Leans in. Shoots it high off the board. Won't fall. Tipped across. Picked up by Willard. He lost the ball. It's picked up now by Alton. They get up the floor with Kendrick Seacrest. And now a long three by Willard on the wing. Good. Caden Willard with his third three of the basketball game. And he has 15 points. Now at the other end. Here's a drive. Laid up high off the glass and good by Malachi Usri. They never stopped the ball. He just kept going. He's got 10. And another bad pass inside. Stolen back. Three ball straight on by Willard. Won't fall. And ball out of bounds. Off the miss. Last touch by the Alton Comets. Corbin Tharp slow getting up. And that is, he is sitting up. Came down kind of hard. So he is still down on the deck, not trying to get up yet. So while he is tended to, we'll take a 30-second timeout. This is the Kabul Holiday Tournament on the Fox.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication, satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
6:21 to go in the third. Mansfield on top. And we'll get a foul called against Mansfield on the inbound play in the backcourt on Haven Proats, who pushed off to get open. And he's called for his third foul. And so that will be, in essence, turnover on Mansfield. And it'll be Alton with the throw-in from underneath. Willard in the corner, back out to the right point. Holtzapfel to Willard. And now Corbin Tharp out of the ball game, and he's probably not going to be back. So what was going to be very hard just got even harder for Alton. In the corner, catch and shoot, ready, three, no good, long rebound, high zone. Goes up strong and scores. Good play. First bucket of the game for Ruddy. 52-40. Left corner, catch and shoot for Hedrick, and good. Jace Hedrick now has 20. They'll body up front and a reach around foul on Usri. Well, he committed two fouls, but the second one he got called for. He's got three. Husry's got three, and Proats has three. Now they'll double-team Willard, get the ball to the high post. Ruddy steps out, and a push-off out front, and that's Husry, and that'll be his fourth. Man, when you body up on people right in front of three officials, you're going to get called for that every... But you got to get called for it every time. Usri to the bench with his fourth foul. picked up two in about 20 seconds. And now Willard to the high post to the left wing. Seacrest to the baseline. Hook pass out to the right point to the corner. Holtzapple, three ball is in the air and way short. Put back up and good. Now on the play, the basket counts. Kendrick Seacrest snuck in there and got the air ball and laid it in. 55-42. So it got to be a 13-point game, and that's just kind of where it stayed for a little while here. 5:18 to go in the third. Next free throw is good by Seacrest. 55-43. Curling over the top. Here's a drive by Edrick, and he puts it up and in, going down the right side of the lane. A ball kicked away and stolen, but picked back up by the Comets. Coffin in the front court. Holtzapple turns, got blocked away by Campbell. Picked back up, and here's a drive by Willard, high off the board, no good. And over the back, we're going to get a foul called on Mansfield. That'll be on Owen Rhodes, and that'll be his second. 57-43, Alton will be at the free throw. That's the fifth foul on Mansfield. Here in this quarter, there's still 5 minutes to go, so possibility of doing some damage at the line. Two free throws. First try, good. Grant Coffin makes the first one. It's pretty rare in high school basketball anymore, especially that you get to the line this fast in the bonus. Next try, good. But no team fouls for Alton. Five for Mansfield. So Alton can play much more aggressively, really, if they want. Posting up, Campbell inside, turning up and under shot, no good, but a foul will be called. And that'll be on Ruddy. Three on Ruddy. Which is a problem because Ruddy is basically filling in now for Tharp playing at the post. Free throw shooter here is Campbell. Kellen Campbell's first one is good. Campbell has made one, missed one, made one, missed one, made one, and this should be a miss. Nope. 59-45. Willard gets in the lane, drives in, puts it off the board, no good, and back comes Mansfield. Long pass up the floor, Caden Young, reverse layup is no good, got his own rebound, feeds it into the middle, and a turn and a shot is up and in by Fisher Crony. 61-45, Mansfield can score. That is for sure. 4:10 to go in the third. In the lane, to the left corner, around the horn, left wing, three by Willard, no good. And we'll get a foul called on probably Coffin pushing off. Oh, it hit the backboard. Oh, it did. The backboard core, the backboard support. That's a dead ball. Caden Young handles for Mansfield, crossover, beats his guy, gets in the front court, kicks it far right wing, three ball, Hedrick, it's in and out. And a reach over the top foul will be called on Mansfield. Fisher Crony picks up his second foul for the Lions. There was a time when in a high school basketball game, if somebody jumped over, did not have inside position, and you jumped up to get the rebound and reached over somebody, it was almost an automatic foul. That ain't the case anymore. Free throw is good by Coffin. In fact, the way the game is being officiated now has changed. A lot of stuff different. First one good, second one not. Rebounded by Mansfield. 61-46. Down the key all the way in, running layup, but no good, but a foul on the play, and that'll put the Lions on the line with Jace Hedrick. Third foul on Caden Willard for Alton. Jace Hedrick at the line. He's got 22 points tonight. He is one out of two from the line. First try here, no good. One more try for Jace Hedrick, and it's good. 62-46. Front court, Caden Willard on the left, curls down the lane, all the way, step through, European step, and lays it up and in. That European step looks awful lot like a walk. But you can do it. Pass to the low block. Campbell, post up, dishes over, Young, floater, good, from 10 feet. '64-48. 3 minutes to go. Third quarter. Down the key, and Seacrest got tripped and a blocking foul on Mansfield to stop the clock. Crony picks up his third foul. So the Lions have Usry with four, Proach with three, and three on Crony. With 2:55 to go in the third. Free throw try, first try, good. Kendrick Seacrest with one more to follow here. And good again. He'll check out of the ball game. Checking in for the Comets will be Eli Simmons, a sophomore. Here's Caden Young out front. He's running the point now with Usry on the bench. Cross-court pass, Young on the right wing. Curls down the lane, pull-up, 13-footer off the back iron, won't fall, rebound Holsapple, and back will come Alton with it. Takes it to the left baseline, gets cut off. Double-team pass outside, ball tipped away near midcourt, picked up on the run by the Lions, and here they come. All the way, ball flipped, stripped away, but a whistle, and that's out of bounds on Alton. That saved 2 points as Caden Willard hustled back on defense and kept Fisher Crony from getting an uncontested lay-in there. Inbound play on the right side. Campbell has it. Goes to his left, down the lane. Left-hand shot, no good. Late whistle. Foul called on the shot on Ruddy. And that'll be his fourth. So, 2:20 to go. Mizzou is winning at halftime. I imagine that's on the mountain of rock right now. Free throw number one is good for Kellen Campbell. '65-50. Campbell again for Mansfield. And no good. Rebound comes off. Putback is up. No good, but a foul on the putback against Alton. And again, now with Tharp out of the game, their lack of size really starts to show. There's a good example of that. First foul call on Alton's Eli Simmons. And to the line, it's Owen Rhodes with 3 points tonight. First try here, good. '66-50. Second try is good. '67-50. Knocked away from behind. Steele up ahead. Pass up ahead. And here's Caden Young. Layup good. '69-50. On the left wing, here's Willard for a three. Good. Nothing but the net. Timeout call on the floor. And with 1:54 to go in the third quarter, Mansfield 69, Alton 53, and back in a minute on the Fox.
Did you know that all Security Bank of the Ozarks branches offer online and mobile banking conveniences, including bill pay and mobile deposit? Enroll by visiting their website at sbozarks.com. This allows you to enjoy the convenience of banking from anywhere, anytime. All Security Bank of the Ozarks branches in Eminence, Houston, Summersville, and Winona are ready to assist you with any of your banking needs. Security Bank of the Ozarks, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates, with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Norman Hollis, proudly serving Alton and the surrounding area.
.154 left in the third. 69-53 is the score. At the timeout, Mansfield basketball in the backcourt. 16-point game. The story of this game, Alton careless with the basketball, and there's Corbin Tharp back out there. Wow, didn't expect to see that, but he must have the kinks worked out in that leg. He's okay. 69-53, alley-oop inside, layup is up and good by Campbell. They set a back screen, he didn't dunk it, but he went up high and caught it and laid it in. Left wing, here's Willard for a three, no good, ball long, and Holtapple has it. He'll chase it down in the corner, hook pass across, terrible pass, stole it away, back the other way, and a driving left-hand layup is good by Caden Young. 73-53, 20-point game, 106 to go in the third. And another steal out front. Young took it away, hesitates, takes it in, lays up too hard, and the rebound to Corbin Tharp. Back come Alton with it. A drive and a shot no good by Willard, and Alton just really looks tired right now. Really tired. Pass in the middle, and here's a dunk by Campbell. He just raised up and threw it down. Took it right down the middle. 75-53. Pass in another turnover. Ball tipped away, picked up, and back come Mansfield. Left corner, ball deflected, picked up by Campbell. Drives in, puts it up, good. Foul on the play, and the basket counts. Kellen Campbell has 9 points in the quarter. And 17 for the game. Last foul was on Grant Cawthon for Alton. The free throw is good. .78-53. Holtapple front court. 12 seconds in the quarter. To the high post start. Puts it on the floor. Turns to the middle. Pump fake. Goes up left hand. Good. They just haven't had enough chances for that. 2 seconds. Now shot from midcourt. No good. That's the end of the quarter. And the Mansfield Lions go into the fourth with a 23-point lead, 78-55. We'll come back in a minute on the Fox.
Champs Fitness is the place to get motivated. With locations in Mountain View, Summersville, and Eminence, Champs Fitness is the place to be. Call our new location in Mountain View and ask about our pickleball courts, basketball leagues, volleyball camps, and private lessons. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Start your membership today by calling 417-892-2323. We're not just a gym, we are family.
Whether you're buying or selling, Aubrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Aubrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in our new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Aubrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
78-55, the Mansfield Lions offense is a humming. They had 48 at the half. and they have 78 starting this quarter. Kellen Campbell out to the left point. Jace Hedrick for Mansfield. They look for a pick and roll, can't get it. Now out to Hedrick. Popping out is Caden Young. At the point, Campbell. Pass inside, deflected, picked up, put up by Hedrick, no good, foul in the play. And that's going to be on Willard, Dudley is fourth. Oh, they give that to Sechrist. That's his second. First free throw is good by Jace Hedrick. A lot of times you'll see somebody have a big game and they'll have several points in a couple of quarters and have one quarter that's a little bit light. Not this kid. He's been pretty consistent. 80-55 now. In the left corner, holds Apple. Left-hand three ball won't fall, and the rebound comes off to Mansfield. And Cole Horton. Bounce pass to the far baseline. Stepping in, putting it up high off the board, and good. Braden Stewart just in the ball game. Makes it 82-55. Left point, Willard will shoot a fall away three. Rebound, Bart gets it. And a travel violation. That's the 19th turnover on Alton. You take any game that you want. Pick any game that you're playing competitively against somebody, and you say to them, I'm going to give you 15 more chances to score than me. Put your money on them. Down the key, here's a drive again. Campbell, good again, and a foul again. Again, Alton just looks to me like they are just gassed. And there will be one free throw to go with this two-pointer scored by Campbell, who adds on to his point total tonight. He now has 20. 82-55, and good. Out front, Sechrist, double-teamed to the right point. Ruddy with a long three, and that's good. Jacob Ruddy with his second field goal. He's got five, 83-58. Now at the other end, wide open in the corner. Campbell with a three, and it's good. 86-58. Here's Alton at the offensive end. The shot goes up. It's blocked by Campbell. But a foul will be called against Mansfield. Kellen Campbell, the junior, will be called for the foul. That'll be two on him. He has 23 points tonight. Free throw number one is good for Kendrick Sechrist, who's been really good at the line tonight. He's 4 out of 4. Next try is good. In the backcourt, Campbell. Dishes ahead, bad pass. Stolen by Ruddy. That's only a fifth turnover on Mansfield. On the right side, Holzapfel with a three. It rims off. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Alton. Caden Holman comes in for the Alton Comets. Inbound play underneath. Lob, here's Stark. Couldn't get it. Tipped over. Ruddy missed the shot. Picked up now by Mansfield. They come back up the floor. Wide open layup. Up and good. Jace Hedrick. 89-60. Left wing, three, short. Pulled away by Mansfield. Haven Protes. In the right corner, driving the baseline, all the way in, layup good off the board by Fisher Crony. They score, and now a 31-point game. Three ball to point. Willard in and out. Rebounded by the Comets. Holtapple for a two on the wing. No good. And taken down by Jace Hedrick. Up the floor they come. Alley oop, and no one ooped. And the ball comes off the backboard, picked up by Ruddy. 5 minutes to play. Cut on the baseline. Put up off the board. No good. Off the miss that time by the Comets. And now here's a drive in, lob up, and a whistle, and we'll get a foul call as they try to get the ball to the rim. They're going to call that a charge on Crony. That'll be his fourth. So 4:34, clock continues to run. Mason Simmons checks in the lineup now for the Comets. Bad pass on the wing, stolen again. All the way in, Probst plays it up and good. 93-60. Down the lane all the way. Left-hand layup on the drive. No good. Rebound by Tharp. Muscles his way in. Puts it up and good. 15 for Cape Corbin Tharp tonight. 93-62. Throws across to Rhodes on the wing. Cutting to the baseline. Young spins back to the right point. Usery with a three off the mark. Rebound though. Put back up and good. Foul on the play and the basket counts. Fisher Crony now has 14 points. Corbin Tharp picked up his third foul with 3:16 and counting. The free throw shooter here is Fisher Crony. He's yet to shoot free throw tonight. He'll shoot one right here, and it is good. 96-62. And now both teams with lots of new personnel on the court, picking them up as they get involved. Whalen over on the wing, deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Mansfield. Peyton Whalen is out there for Alton with Caden Holman. An inbound play, stolen. Back the other way, layup good. Usery with the lay-in. 98-62, 2:20 to go. Simmons on the wing, pass across, another bad pass, stolen away. Layup off the board, they tried to dunk. Instead, feed it across, lay-in is up, no good. Rebound, Alton has it. With 2 minutes to play. But they're getting a little bit crazy. In the corner. Off of the screen, dribbled. That went back court, but they didn't call it. Now loose basketball picked up and a whistle. And a travel will be called on the Lions in the back court.
We ain't calling love, though.
I really think, even though Mansfield has subbed out most of their stars, they still have three out there. They're trying to hit 100. Left corner, open shot, Holman, three, good. One 13 to go. Coates dribbles up the sideline. They may not be looking to shoot the ball at all. We'll see. In the corner, Usery. Are you kidding? Wrap around to the baseline. Back out of the point. Three ball for 100. No good. Tipped up and across, and it's picked up by Alton. 50 seconds. Long pass up the floor. Whalen. Pump fake goes up, and he missed it. And controlled by the Lions. Braden Stewart. All the Mansfield fans, man, they wanted to fire it up there and hit 100. They're going crazy over there. And they're not going to shoot it again. The final score is going to be 98-65, although they could. They had to break the five count. Didn't know anyone call that anymore. And that's going to do it. Final score is going to be the Alton Comets falling to the Mansfield Lions, 98-65, and we're back for the scoring in 30 seconds on the clock.
Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town and Country supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
Final score again, the Mansfield Lions win it by a final of 98-65, the final game of day number two of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Jace Hedrick paced Mansfield with 27 points tonight. They got scoring from everybody, and they can score. There's just no doubt about it. They've got lots of scoring, a lot of offense on this team. Caden Young came off the bench and scored 10. Malachi Usry, he didn't do a whole lot in the first half, got in some foul trouble, but by the time the night was over, he was in double figures. He had 12 points. Four for Haven Proch. He had foul trouble early in the ball game. Fisher Crony picked up the pace later in the game, and he had 15 points. Owen Rhodes finished the night with 5, and Kellen Campbell, he really picked up the pace in the second half of the ball game at halftime. He only had 8 points, but he came on in the second half and finished the night with 23. And with 2 points off the bench tonight was Braden Stewart. With 20 points leading Alton tonight was Caden Willard. They got double figures from Corbin Tharp, who had 15, 10 points for Jaron Holzapple, 7-point night for Kendrick Seacrest, 5 points each for Jacob Ruddy and for Grant Coffin, 3 points for Eli Simmons, and also 3 points off the bench for Alton for Caden Holman. So the final again, and the statistic, the scoring and all that, the statistic that matters, Mansfield turned the ball over 6 times, and Alton turned the ball over 22 times. So the final end, 98-65. Mansfield now still perfect on the season, and we'll be back here on Monday, first game at noon. Oh, he's got it written down here for me. Monday games, Mammoth Spring will play Houston at noon. Other covers will include Winona versus Eminence at 1:30. It'll be Licking against Salem at 3, and Liberty will play Mansfield at 7:30. That's our coverage Monday on the Fox from the Kabul Holiday Tournament. And we appreciate you listening to the broadcast tonight. And we'll be back here again, 12 noon start time, for the broadcast on Monday. Till then, for Dylan Groves in the studio, Harlan Hutchinson saying so long from Kabul, Missouri.
You've been listening to the Kabul Holiday Tournament here on the Fox 96.9. Brought to you by Keller Williams Realtor Audrey Boyle, County Fuel, Town and Country Supermarket, Shelter Insurance, Sea Agent Norm Hollis in Alton, Kabul Tire, Dotson Excavating, Western Dairy Transport, People's Community Bank, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Dos Rios Mexican Grill, Security Bank of the Ozarks, Cheney Monument, Evans Funeral Home, Kabul Medical Clinic, Rennie and Forbes Pharmacy, Town and Country Bank, Kinder Feed and Farm Supply, Fox Funeral Home, The Ozark Trading Post, Champs Fitness, Brawley's Powderhorn, and Woolsey and Sons Drilling and Pump Service. It's today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox. Great wrap up to the Kabul Holiday Tournament for today. We will now join the Hot Mix in progress.
We could dance all night.